DTR Mobile.
DJW Mobile.
For 8 gigs. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Patrick. Where are you at today?
Sitting in my desk in my office.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool. At least you're not out and about. Is it a day off, or are you just doing paperwork today?
I'm sitting here studying for my general, and I went to Michelin Test Track this morning, so I've already been down there, in fact.
How was it down there? I haven't been down there in 20 years, I guess. Probably more than that. 25 years.
Pretty much hadn't changed since I started going there about 4 years ago.
Down there that could... You put a new tire on their car, and they'd drive it, and they would come back to you, and they would tell you to put more separation in quarter number 3 and less in quarter number 4, and you go back and redesign it, go back, make another one, and come back with that one, and they say, yeah, that's much better. There were some sharp people working down there at one point in time. I don't know if they're still there or not.
I'll tell you, because I just deal with the mechanics in the garage, working on the equipment that's testing all the tires and all that stuff, so.
They're putting them on and taking them off and measuring wear and that kind of stuff, the mechanics?
And maintaining the test equipment, like today I was down there, they were working on the Volvo tractor that was testing the tires for the big trucks.
Owners of yours, they buy tools from you?
Sure.
Back when I worked there, Michelin supplied all your tools. You break one or you lose one, you'd have to go to the tool crib and explain what was going on. And then they would look at you out of the side of their eye and they'd give you one and say, better not let that happen again.
Still paying the bills, so that's all I know.
Oh, okay, so you're stocking the tool crib.
They have their own toolboxes, each individual one, and Michelin's paying for all of it.
Yeah, that's the same as it was before. We all had our own toolboxes. But when we were finished working there, we left all those tools. We didn't take them with us, but we called them our tools, and they were in our boxes, and we locked our boxes, and we were responsible for what was in there, but Michelin paid for everything.
Anyway, then, that's what's going on now.
They can get whatever they want from you, as long as they don't abuse it, as long as they don't, take a high-dollar wrench or something like that, and lay it down between a positive and a negative, melt it, and have to get another one.
The supervisor for that area, I guess, he come out to the truck this morning and was giving them a hard time because each one's got their own credit card to do their own purchasing, and he was giving them a hard time about spending money this morning, so who knows.
Be responsible. I mean, they'll give you what you need to do the job, but if you're wasteful or anything like that, they keep track of that. They don't. They keep track of every dime. They're very frugal. But when it comes to giving you the tools you need to do your job, they're very liberal. Right? They want to make sure you have the right tools, but they want to also make sure you don't abuse that privilege. They're a pretty good company. I like working for them.
Like it, and that's pretty much what I pick up from them. As long as the guys are buying legitimate tools and not tearing it up, yeah, you can get whatever you need.
Time to drive all the way down there?
Some months are better than others. I only do it the first Friday of the month, so it's not too bad.
Are you down there, or are you the only tool guy that goes down there?
And they will not allow anybody else to come through the gate.
Oh, cool. That's good. So they have to wait a whole month, though, if they need something for you to come by?
Well, they can call me or text me at any time, and I'll get it to them. I've shipped stuff to them, or they've met me up here at the one over behind the Donaldson Center and sent somebody to pick it up.
That's good. That way you meet both types' needs, the type that I need it now, and I don't care if you ship it, right? Just go ahead and get it to me. Or the kind that likes to do eyeball-to-eyeball QSOs. They don't like to do stuff you know, and it takes both kinds to run the world, but that's pretty cool.
To be a lucrative little venture for me over the years, so I'm not complaining at all.
They're good people. They are good people, so I'm glad you got that one. But you're back. That means once a month you have short Friday where you can come back home and study, and I am distracting you from studying for your upgrade, right?
Needed a break. My eyes are starting to cross.
That's what I'm doing now, is I'm taking a break from working on my multi-rotor to going fishing. I'm going fishing at LJS and pick up some lunch. It's a little bit late for lunch, but anyway, Amy's at home, so I'm getting her lunch too.
I mean, I'm sure she appreciates that.
Pardon, I'm playing. This is a first for us. We haven't done this forever. This is the first time in our lives. Well, it's my turn at the window, so I'm going to go fishing. Good talking to you. Catch you in a little bit. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
HKX, Dave, I'll be here on the side.
DJW Mobile.
1ABH.
A1KBH, W4DJW.
My apologies. Kilo 1 Alpha Bravo Hotel, K1ABH.
It's a little bit low. I don't know if you're experimenting or what, but K1ABH, W4DJW, how you doing?
Doing good. I'm down in Anderson, so I'm not sure how good I'm getting into the repeater. I am trying to work a few things around to see what gets out the best, but yeah, I'm not sure right now.
Well, it's full signal strength. It's like I was watching the signal strength meter while you were talking, and it was going all the way over, but every now and then it just dropped back a bar or two. So you're almost full scale. But when you, and then speaking up, you're full quieting. I don't think you were fully focused on the first go around, but now you're focused and it sounds good.
This do any better?
What kind of radio? Are you experimenting with the antenna or the radio or what?
An ICOM 2730 that I use in my shack, and the way I've got it set up right now, it's not a good setup for it's high up on a shelf the way I had to do it. So when I'm at home doing stuff around the house, I'll put it on crossband repeat and monitor, you know, whatever repeaters are active for the day, and that way I can talk from my HT through the repeater. So I think when I'm talking on my HT, my volume's just a tad low.
The way I do it, I've got another room where I work on airplanes and stuff, and it doesn't have any radios in it, but I'll turn on crossband repeat and take my handheld over there in that other room. That way I can hear what's going on. If I need to talk, I can talk without having to run full scale or full power on the handheld. That way it lasts all day long.
That's what I do. I run the HT and the whatever frequency I'm running for my HT. I run both of those on low power and then just keep the, depending on what repeater I'm doing, if I'm talking on the AnMed repeater here in town, I can usually cut it down to mid power or possibly even low power would be fine, but trying to get up to Caesar's Head from, I'm pretty much down in Anderson City, so I try and keep it on high power if I'm hitting these Greenville repeaters.
Repeater up, has it been up, are you using, I heard somebody yesterday saying they couldn't get into it, they thought it might have been down.
It was up all day yesterday, I talked to a few people on it, I wasn't aware of it being down, but, it was the day before that I talked to somebody on it. I didn't talk to anyone yesterday, so it very well could have been.
Okay, I was just curious. Normally it's up all the time. It's like this one, it's always there. Anyway, I won't keep you. I just went out, got some lunch, and going back in the house and going to eat lunch. Anyway, it sounds good. Whatever you're doing now, it's working for you. W4DJW.
Appreciate it, and like I say, I'll monitor this repeater probably more often because it seems to be more active than what I've got, K1ABH.
1-2 Tango Mobile.
4EEE Mobile calling CQ. I think there's a third CQ. I am.
Kilo Oscar 4, Echo, Echo, Echo. Good afternoon.
Call sign all wrong. Kilo Oscar 4, Echo, 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 correct? Here is Walt. I'm located up here on Lake Bowen in Inman. Just got back from a silent key sale.
I'm pretty good. I'm in downtown Greenville. My name is Jeff. I'm headed over to Haywood Mall. You're coming in pretty loud and clear through this repeater.
According to Google, I'm 43 miles away from the repeater. But air miles, I'm only 19 miles away, and I'm talking on a 5/8 wavelength ground plane. That guy's trying, I heard calling a while ago, Chad, KO4NUE, he's a fairly new ham, both him and his wife, and I called the net here on Tuesday night. And I have a round table after the net where anybody wants to know anything about radios or antennas can get in there and not be embarrassed to ask questions. And been helping some of the new guys out, and then there's several of the old timers around here. They hang around, and some of them is really knowledgeable on computers, and another one is really, really smart on antennas. And then we got another that knows all of the repeaters and call signs and where they at. And anyhow, Chad, KO4NUE, come over here the other day and said, I made you this in appreciation of what y'all do to help the new guys. And he made every one of us a copper J-pole. I'm going to try to get that thing up this evening or tomorrow sometime. And why'd you come back with your name? Was it Jeff?
Plays with things like that, but my home base is now up in Walhalla. I got some old stuff from a gentleman who has passed away. His name was Dallas Harden, and I've heard of NUE. I've heard of him before. He checks in the Lake Kiwi Toxaway Amateur Radio Club. Go ahead.
Silent Key passed away about a month ago now, and his wife was having a ham radio yard sale today and tomorrow right down below the Greenville Pickens racetrack over there on this side of Easley. And I went over there, I bought a Variac that looks like brand new. And I bought an old D-104 amplified microphone. And then he worked on equipment, too. And I bought a cabinet full of resistors because I work on the old tube-type boat anchors. I've got a shack full of them here. Everybody wants to know when I'm going to start selling them. I don't sell them. I love these old boat anchors, Jeff. K4OIM for ID. Back to you, Jeff.
Mine was KO4. What was the last bit of it? I'm still trying to catch the hang of picking up on the call signs and everything.
You never get caught up on it, Jeff. I've been into this 43 years, and I still have trouble catching on to the call signs. My call sign is kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike, K4OIM, K04EEE, K4OIM.
For OIM. Yeah, and ironically, for the first week of having my license, I looked at my ID, and I sat there and I thought, why does this look so familiar, and what is funny about it? When you look at it just right,
the next
I am Coffee on AM radio. I am the Coffee.
You see, Dub, yeah.
No, I don't. I've heard that that's going to have a really nice tone if I were to ever try to lay it out there in CW.
One heck of a call on CW. It's like mine, OIM, da da da, dit dit da da. it would blow somebody's mind.
I'll see if I can find a translator and put it in there and slow the rhythm down a little bit to catch it.
If computers, you can get the keyboard and just type in what you're saying, and then your computer translates it over into Morse code. But to me, that's cheating. Back when I got my ticket, you had to know at least 5 words per minute. And I swore once I learned it, I got the 5 words per minute, I'd never use it again. But I got caught on to it, and I really, really love working CW. I got two paddles here and 3 or 4 straight keys. Every time I go to a ham fest or a silent key estate, I always come back with another key.
It's an interesting form. There's something like an art to it, I believe. And I also believe in heritage and believe that's something that should stick around. And, I would say it's cheating to be able to just punch it into a keyboard and hit send. It kind of takes all the fun out of it.
Code reader, you can get them from MFJ, I think, for less than $100. I sold one here a while back for... I think I sold it to this guy for $20. You just plug it into your radio and your external speaker jack, and then plug your speaker into it, and it's got a screen up there that prints off whatever somebody is sending back to you. But to me, that's all like cheating. I love the sound. It's a rhythm. Once you learn CW, you will learn the rhythm of the letter, and then eventually, a few months later, you'll recognize the rhythm of a word they're going to send. And to me, it's just a lot of fun working CW, Jeff. K-O-4-E-E-E, K-4-O-I-M.
Time I sent my girlfriend Morse code for just sending a I love you to her. And she kind of sent back a question mark, so I went on ahead and did the the alphabet. I forget what it's called right offhand. But I sent that to her, and she goes, "You're not allowed to say that just yet." I said, "Oh, come on." And then I asked her, "How in the world did you know what those letters, those words translated into letters?" Doctor office, and they use that for when they're trying to get somebody's name correctly spelled, they run through that alphabet. Just kind of took me by surprise, and I felt just a little bit more for her when she said I wasn't able to tell her that just yet.
The phonetic alphabet, Alpha, Delta, like Kilo, Oscar. Mine's Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Yeah, I understand now, but I didn't know that eye doctors use that, but I guess they do to get somebody's name right.
Need to definitely spell a name correctly. So, yeah, I've used it before in all kinds of different phone calls and whatnot, running VIN numbers and things like that. This is KO4EEE. I'm about probably 3 minutes from my destination, so I'll give you 73. Thanks for riding along.
EEK4OIM. Yeah, appreciate the chat with you, Jeff, and I don't think I've heard you check into our net. We have a different net here every night at 9 o'clock. Different net controller each night, and I think Matt, WG4MC, he calls the net tonight. He's over there on Saluda Dam Road, and Wednesday night, KI4DOS, Mr. Gary over there in Easley, we have a swap net, and if you want to buy, sell, or trade ham radio equipment or anything related, that's the place to be at 9 o'clock on Wednesday night. So I'll say 73's Jeff, and if you can, please try to check into the net. We'd all appreciate it. KO4EEE, K4OIM. I'll be clear, Jeff. 73's.
K4EEEK4OIM. Like I said, I'm terrible at catching all those letters all at once, and you can tell me hundreds of times, and I'll still get something wrong somewhere. But it's good talking to you. You have a good evening. 73. K4EEE. I'll be clear.
All right, and if you don't check into the net, it ain't because you can't get into this repeater. So no excuses. 73's, Jim.
I'll give it a try.
YM, KO4, NNH.
NNH, KO4, OIM. I forgot your name, and I ought to know it. I ain't got my logbook here in front of me. I'd be cheating if I did go back and look it. But I guess you know this is Walt up here at Lake Bourne in Hammond. Back to you.
All right, KO4NNH. I'm actually in the mobile right now. I'm mobiling along easily on my way back up to actually up at my Homer's house. Nah, man, I heard you talking about keys. I actually just turned on my radio not that long ago, and believe it or not, AK actually has a few keys over there by his house. I was actually over there with Gary, KI4DOS. Bought a couple things over there. Well, I was also listening to him in Slit. I forget Slit's call sign off the top of my head, though.
Just left when I got there, because I just now got back home, and Gary said I was only the third person that had been there all day. He said there had been two people there before me, and I didn't see but one straight key there on the table. I bought that D-104 mic and the Variac and the Realistic DX-302 receiver. And that metal cabinet with the four-door metal cabinet with the quarter-watt resistors in it. And I was wanting to buy that. I was looking for a 2-meter beam, but she wanted too much. She wanted to sell the 2-meter beam, the 440 beam, the CDE rotator and control box all together. And I've got three rotators and control boxes here now. I didn't need all of that. All I needed was a 2-meter beam. And Gary told me that he's going to see if he could round me one up. He said he thought he might have one there.
On that there for a little bit. Actually, I got there, I think, right about 11:30. Been there. I'm just now leaving about 10 minutes along my journey now up to Greer. But, yeah, it was I was looking at getting that, but I don't know if I got the space for that right now. I really want it.
You are on the fastest.
Oh, good Lord. I had unkeyed there for a second. I was getting a little bit of unnecessary noise from my car. Anyway, yeah, I was thinking about getting it, but I don't know if I'm going to get it quite yet, but it'd be something good I'm interested in.
There's the beams.
So I'm not totally sure off the top of my head. It's the one that he had on the front of his house on the rotator.
Two-meter beam. I don't have nothing down here in the shack, 440, except a little HT. But it's a dual band. It puts out 10 watts. And I've got a 75-watt two-meter amp here. I've never even hooked up. But I've got a set of a Cushcraft C3N tri-bander up here I've had for over 2 years now that I've never got it up in the air. It's a 10, 15, 20-meter beam, and I got a CDE 440 medium-duty rotator and control box. It's just factory rebuilt. And I had a stroke 3 years back, fell out of my shack, broke my neck, and I just ain't able to climb and all anymore. And I got the rotator, the control box, and the beams all listed on the swap net for sale. I want to sell them, and I don't want to sell them, but if somebody comes up with $500, they can have the beam, rotator, control box, all. And that set of beams MFJ is selling for, I believe, $786 now. And that's about a $600 rotator. I mean, it's the only time it's been powered up since it was rebuilt was to hook it up and turn the controls on the control box and see if the rotator works. I mean, it is like just like you took it out of the box, Fred.
That's what, I'd have to keep that in mind. I think I might know somebody, but I might have to wait for them to actually move houses. They're trying to buy one of AK's beams, but he doesn't have anywhere to put it right now. But I'd have to keep that in mind. I'll let him know, but maybe get a hold of you for that. But yeah, I normally I got a Gappington Titan DX, I think is model number off the top of my head. I got that at home. I'm gonna put up for HF. It's built. I just got to get the pole in the ground and clamp the antenna to it. It's a vertical with a counterpoise. And I've also got a 2-meter antenna for VHF. I don't have any 440 at home, with the exception of my little hotspot for Fusion. And this radio I'm using now, which is actually my main radio I use, is my STM-300D that I use, made by Yaesu. And I use this with a Comet antenna that's tuned for 2-meter and 440.
Yes, we're 4-band vertical, 10, 15, 20, and 40. I've got the pole drove in the ground and got it one clamp on it. I lost the other clamp. I ordered the clamp plane kit from DX Engineering, and I've never put the ground radio kit on it. And I'll never finish hooking the thing up. I offered to sell it for $50, and I think I give about $50 for the plate that goes on the bottom for the radials. If you see anybody interested in it, I'll take $50 for the vertical and the ground radio kit.
I definitely will. I'll keep that in mind, Walt. But, hey, quick question. Do you happen to know any good mobile antennas or DIY mobile antennas for, like, parks on the air, for, whether it be for HF or VHF?
Only mobile antennas I've got 2 meters on top of my truck, and I very seldom drive my truck. When I went over to AK's today, my daughter took me over there in her truck, because after I had that stroke, it's where they put the plates in my neck. It's rubbing on a nerve, and it's really bothering my left leg. I can't walk wrong. But I've never had a HF antenna mobile. Everybody I know of either uses the bug catcher or the Tar Heel.
Think about looking into possible, like, a PVC DIY antenna. I saw something at field days whenever I went in the middle of the night. I caught my eye, and I'm thinking about doing something like that, especially when I'm considering doing, like, parks in the air, whether it be a parks on the air activation or something like that. I'm on the fence about it right now, but I'm really, really interested in doing, like, a mobile HF setup of sorts. I can go to a park, put up an antenna, and go.
Saturday, working some parts on the air on 40 meters, and I worked this one station, and he gave me his call and the part number and all of that, and I used the QRZ for my electronic blog, and he never would confirm my contact. And I went back to QRZ and looked his call sign up. There is not any such call sign. And I know I copied the call sign correct, but I was talking to an illegal station.
Wow, that's... Well, could it have been a vent call sign as well, or maybe not? I'm not sure. Could it have been a vent call sign?
No, I got it wrote down here somewhere. I got his name, the part number, and everything. And he repeated the call sign and the part number and all twice for me. But there was no such call sign. I've had that problem several times. I've even had people get back. And, you know, I don't know if you use the QRZ for your login or not, but I've had people text me and raise sand because I hadn't confirmed our contact. And I also keep a paper log. And I've got a legal pad here but when I'm working parts on the air, I'll just write down the call sign, the part number, and their name, and then I'll move up the band a little bit and catch another one and write it down. And I hadn't had his call sign down on my scratch pad, on my paper log, or in my electronic log. And boy, he texts me back. He done everything but cuss me out because I wouldn't confirm it, Fred.
Wow. That's absolutely crazy, Walt. Dang on. I can only imagine what you could have went through or what you could have dealt with there, man. Wow. Honestly, I don't know. Well, I'm just now getting on HF. I got my generals 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Whenever they did that last testing session, I went and got my upgrade. I'm just now getting my HF vertical up here in the near future. I got to get a pole now and drive it down, but... After I do that, though, I'm getting on HF. I'm going to have fun. I'm thinking about mainly doing, like, ST or ST4, at least at home. Maybe when I do, like, a park activation, I might do something else. I don't know yet.
The vertical I got up out here, I didn't have a pole to put it in the ground. But after I had that stroke, I had to move in with my daughter, and she bought this place up here on Lake Bowen. And there was a satellite dish out there in the front yard that we wasn't going to use. I went out there and took the dish off, took my hacksaw out, cut that pole off, and drove it in. Cut about 3 or 4 feet off of it and drove it in the ground. But I might get around to putting that ground plate on it and the radials, I don't know. Talking to Gary today, and he said he'd get with some of the guys and come over here, and I've got that, I got a 6 meter vertical I need to get up, brand new. I got a 20 meter double bazooka type pole I need to get it up. I got a 5 band fan dipole I need to get up. Right now on HF I got a 40 meter dipole up. I've got it up sort of in a inverted V, but I ain't having any trouble working. If I can hear them, I can work them, and I'm just running about 90 watts. I don't never crank it up to 100. I take it easy on them finals in there. I run about 90 watts, and I can talk about anywhere I want to, Fred. K4OIM for ID.
Wow, Walt, that sounds like a good project there. If I'm actually off that weekend, I'd be more than happy to help, but we're going to have to kind of coordinate that a little bit in advance so I can make sure I got that weekend off. I'd be more than happy to go out there and give you all a hand with that. But, yeah, my dad actually uses a fan dipole for his HF setup. His call sign is KI4MRA. He's actually my elder and also my father. He uses that fan dipole. I helped him get it up, and he's got it tuned for anywhere between 10 meter and I think right now it's 40 meter. But he has the wires put up 80 in case he ever needs to hop on 80 whenever the band opens up. Or like, I know they do the Santa Claus thing at the in December, and he'll hop on there. He'll put the wire up for that for like my little brother. But yeah, that's pretty cool though. I'm actually hoping to get my vertical up soon. Hopefully that works. If it don't work, I'm going to definitely start looking at dipole options. That sounds like you got a heck of a project ready to go.
You're starting to drop out now. You're real scratchy, but I copied all of it. And congratulations on getting your general. I got my license back in 78, and that's when you had to know 5 words a minute, CW. And I didn't have any phone privileges up till, I think it was 28.3 to 28.5 phone privileges on 10 meters. And after I got out of the hospital, just broke my neck, my daughter said, "Daddy, when in the world are you going to ever upgrade?" I went up there to Greenville to the Red Cross to take my test for the technician just to see what I needed to study. And learned if I didn't pass the exam, I went back the next month and took the test for my general to see what I needed. And I passed it with flying colors. So now I'm working on my extra. So, Fred, I'm going to say 7-3 because you're barely reading, sir, but I've heard everything. So, KO4NNH, K4OIM, I'll be clear on the final chip of Fred 7-3.
Yeah, well, you actually started getting a little bit scratchy there on me as well. I wonder if the propagation changed a little bit. I'm on the file cover now, and I can hear the squelch tone come through now. You're actually starting to become a little scratchy on my end as well. But I who knows? It's probably the propagation changing a little bit where we're having a hard time. But, well, it's been good talking to you, man. 7-3 to you, man. I hope your day goes well, and I'll talk to you next time. K4RM, this has been KO4NH. I will be clear.